A driver licensing group is calling for cross-party support to make driving education available in all high schools. Only 5% of students leave high school with a full license, and the Driving Change Network says that's down to an inaccessible licensing system. It says the status quo gives an advantage to young people with available cars and people to teach them. The network's chair, Joe Graham, joins us now. Kia ora, Joe.
Ata mari, Kim.
What is the accessibility issues that you need to deal with?
What we're looking at, Kim, is we would, at the moment, it's really inequitable for all of our young people to get the resources or access to driving, to gain a driver's license. What we are proposing is that the government funds community providers to deliver driving education in secondary schools as a partnership with schools. What we're not asking, Kim, is for something extra to be put on to teachers' workload, because we know our teachers are really overloaded.
Yeah, I was hearing the worried gnashing of teeth at the mere suggestion that the teachers should do it. Why does it matter so much?
Well, over 70% of our jobs require a minimum of restricted license as a prerequisite for employment. So it's really important for us that we're giving our young people the best chance of being employable, and also the independence that it comes when a young person gains a restricted license or gains a license in terms of being able to get themselves to sporting events. So they're not reliant on parents to have to run them around. And I'm a taxi on a weekend as well with my children. So once my oldest boy got his license, it gave him that sense of independence to be able to get there himself.
You're also working to redesign the driver license system. Is that part of this push as well?
Absolutely. What we're looking to do is, at the moment, working with the Driving License Improvement Plan, and that's got a whole number of different government agencies, plus the Driving Change Network, a part of that, to look at our system to make it more equitable for all of our people, all of our young people.
And this is all underpinned by the fact that the age group with the highest road fatalities is 15 to 30, right?
Absolutely. Last year we had 125 deaths, and what we believe in part is due to poor driver education.
Although you could also argue that it's a kind of a recklessness that is inevitable as young people grow up.
Yeah, as they grow up. But if we can mitigate that by ensuring that all our young people have a good, solid education when they go to driving. Obviously, you've got some young people that will decide what they do, but if we know that we've taught young people how to drive properly through a community provider, then I think we can mitigate that as well.
Cheers. Thank you for your time. Joe Graham, who is the chair of the Driving Change Network.